Welcome to Struggleberry Crunch with your host, Terriana.
Hey, Struggleberries. Thank you for tuning into Struggleberry Crunch. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a segment of my podcast called Quick Crumbs of Affirmation, which are short, sweet, and inspiring messages to get you through this week. And this week's Quick Crumb is about adulting. And Struggleberries, I just want to come to you today and give you permission to temporarily stop being an adult, or at least the idea of being an adult. And here's why. I think society does a horrible job at explaining what it truly means to be an adult. We are all used to the idea that you're not a good adult if you're under stress, or if you're not working on something, or if you don't have a 9-to-5, or if you don't have an education, or if you're not constantly pursuing an education, things of that nature. But what if the word adult could be a personal experience to everyone else? What if we don't have to all be the same adult? I feel like there's an overarching umbrella that tries to fit everybody underneath until people just step out into the rain and figure out for themselves, what does this mean to me? And that's another thing I feel like society makes you feel like you have to have it figured out all the time. And they do a good job at that once you leave high school. It's like you never stop trying to figure it out. This is what you need to do. These are the steps to lead a successful life. But whose successful life are they talking about? Did they even ask you what your dreams were in school? So I don't know what they're talking about. But I remember when I was in my early 20s, I thought I was invincible. I was in college. I had a lot going for myself. I was saving money. I was preparing to be a real adult, like society told me I had to be. So I was trying to get everything together that they told me would mean that I'm an adult of worth too, because I have all this stuff going on. And once I graduated college, it was kind of a culture shock, because school kind of protects you from the real world for a little bit longer when you get into college. And then once you get out there, like, that's the thing that they don't tell you. It really is out there that hard work doesn't end when you stop school. It just begins. That's where the real work begins. And I remember, like, once I graduated school, I had a couple of setbacks and I moved to a big city in California. I just felt like I was on the right track, whatever that track may be, because that's what they told me to do, society. And everyone else that I saw, like people in their late 20s, were lost. And I was so confused of why they were lost. I would talk to a lot of people from like 27 to 35. And they were just cool doing what they were doing, either working a little retail job or just doing just what they love to do while they're figuring it out. And I've also met people who were like really struggling with the idea of what is adulting really about? What do I really want to do? What does this life mean to me? It's not synonymous to everybody. And I was so confused, just like, and judgy. I was judgy too. I was saying, like, why don't you know what you want to do? Like, why is it taking you so long to figure this out? I don't want to be like you when I grow up, which was like not a big age difference at the time. But I always like felt like I'm on the right path. Like, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to be so much further when I'm that age and everything. And then you get this wake up call. Like, the 20s go so fast. You get to 21, to 25, to 27, to 30. And it goes so fast. And you're like, what am I doing? What am I supposed to be doing? Like, there's no formula after this. It was go to college, get a good job, and just start a family and do all those things. Like, but what if that's not your order? What if that's not what adulting is looking like for you? What do you do then? I'm going to tell you that you do you. You do whatever you need to do to make yourself happy and to find something that fulfills you. on a daily basis. It's time to rewrite what adulting means to you and to us as a society, because it's not the same. We have so many options and choices that it's almost robbery to not even let us know that there's not just one way to do this. Remember when we were kids and we could be whatever we wanted to be at any time of the day, any week, and there was just no stresses, no worries, depending on how you grew up, and you had the choice if you wanted to be an adult or not. And by being an adult, I mean like being more mature, like when we would play house or, you know, just like do things that we thought adults would do. We had a choice. We also have a choice to go back into that creative kid mindset. It's all about choices and cultivating the life that you see fit for your elevating maturity in yourself. When you figure out what adulting means to you and realize that there's not one way to do it and that it's a trap, what they want us to think, it's a trap that there's only one way. Take your time. Understand yourself. We may think that 30 is around the corner, or maybe you're past 30 and you still are feeling stuck, like you're not adulting right. That's not true. You do you, and that's the right way. So, Struggleberries, how are you going to adult this week? How are you going to take care of yourself and love yourself and help yourself get through this journey successfully on your own terms? The journey to being an adult doesn't end at a certain age. You are creating the path along the way. And I wish, if you didn't already know, that someone would have told you that sooner. But the ball is in your court. The pencil's in your hand. You hold all the cards you need. Now, I hope you feel better about adulting this week at least, and that you're able to embrace this problem, find solutions, and take action for real this time. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.